didn't get an internship.
I know. So she was working over at Radiology Associates. And, it was a very stressful environment. She was only there 2 weeks or 1 month or something. And she said, it was a lady that worked there that was on vacation for 15 years. And she was older, like 70 something.
Older?
Yeah. And they hired her for no reason. And she said, they were so mean. The next morning, she said to me, no, I can't do this. And she goes, I'm going to say something. And I said,
what about the entrance? Sure. Yes, I love that song. It's my favorite.
She went to the exit and she said, you know, she goes, respectfully, and I, you know, it didn't sit well with me. I saw you okay. And for the last 2 weeks, and people can get an escort and one after the other. Because there was an office manager. And she was only there. Actually, she wasn't even an office manager. She was just, So, before, it didn't bother her. She said, you know what? She goes, I don't think this is the right place for me. And she called
her.
And so the lady that got fired with 7 years had a friend, very close friend, whose daughter worked with her then, and that's a cat agent. Like karma. Isn't that great?
Thank you.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
May the grace and the peace and the love of our God, who raised Jesus from the dead, be with you.
And with your spirit.
Welcome, Christian servant, our brother in the Lord. You who have fallen asleep and now rest in the Lord's peace. It was in the church that you entered the community of faith, and there with your friends and family that faith was nourished at the table of the Word and the table of the Eucharist. And so we welcome you to this church, so that we bid you farewell, and we are all together again in the new and the heavenly Jerusalem. On the day of Robert's baptism, that's when he died with Christ. May he also rise with him to new life. And may Christ, who claimed him in baptism, now enfold him with his great love. And on the day of his baptism, Robert received a share in the cross of Christ. May that cross now lead him to salvation. We humbly entrust our brother Robert. In this life, you embraced him with your tender love. Deliver him now and bid him enter eternal rest. The old order has passed away. Welcome him then into paradise, where there will be no sorrow, no weeping, nor pain, but the fullness of peace and joy with your Son and the Holy Spirit forever and ever.
Amen.
Amen. I invite you now to be seated. As we will listen to the word of our God that comes to us from the sacred scriptures, and I invite Juliana to come proclaim our first lesson.
A reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah. But now, thus says the Lord, who created you, O Jacob, and formed you, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by name, you are mine. When you pass through the water, I will be with you. In the rivers, you shall not drown. When you walk through fire, you shall not be burned. The flames shall not consume you. For I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior. I give Egypt as your ransom, Ethiopia and Seba in return for you. Because you are precious in my eyes and glorious, and because I love you, I give men in return for you and peoples in exchange for your life. Fear not, for I am with you. From the east I will bring back your descendants, from the west I will gather you. I will say to the north, give them up, and to the south, hold not back. Bring back my sons from afar, and my daughters from the ends of the earth. Everyone who is named as mine, whom I created for my glory, whom I formed and I made. Lead out the people who are blind, though they have eyes, who are deaf, though they have ears. Let all the nations gather together. Let the peoples assemble. Who among them could have revealed this or foretold to us the earlier things? Let them produce witnesses to prove themselves right, that one may hear and say, it is true. You are my witnesses, says the Lord, my servants whom I have chosen to know and believe in me and understand that it is I. Before me no God was formed, and after me there shall be none. The word of the Lord.
Overflowing. my life. In the Lord's own house shall I dwell for length of days unending.
Tommy to come proclaim our second lesson.
A reading from the second letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians. We know that the one who raised the Lord Jesus will raise us also with Jesus and place us with you in his presence. Everything indeed is for you, so that the grace bestowed in abundance on more and more people may cause the thanksgiving to overflow for the glory of God. Therefore, we are not discouraged. Rather, although our outer self is wasting away, our inner self is being renewed day by day. For this momentary light affliction is producing for us an eternal weight of glory beyond all comparison, as we look not to what is seen, but to what is unseen. For what is seen is transitory, but what is unseen is eternal. For we know that if our earthly dwelling, a tent, should be destroyed, we have a building from God, a dwelling not made with hands, eternal in heaven. The word of the Lord.
St. Luke. Jesus told a parable to those who had been invited, noticing how they were choosing the places of honor at the table. When you are invited by someone to a wedding banquet, do not recline at table in the place of honor. A more distinguished guest than you may have been invited by him, and the host who invited both of you may approach you and say, "Give your place to this man." And then you would proceed with embarrassment to take the lowest place. Rather, when you are invited, go and take the lowest place, so that when the host comes to you, he may say, "My friend, move up to a higher position." Then you will enjoy the esteem of your companions at the table. For everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, but the one who humbles himself will be exalted. Then he said to the host who invited him, "When you hold a lunch or a dinner, do not invite your friends or your brothers or sisters or your relatives or your wealthy neighbors, in case they may invite you back and you have repayment. Rather, when you hold a banquet, invite the poor, the crippled, the lame, the blind. Blessed indeed will you be because of their inability to repay you, for you will be repaid at the resurrection of the righteous. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Maren, you know, you've heard me say it many times, I believe in connections. Sometimes I refer to that as the 6 degrees of separation. I firmly believe that we are all connected to one another in some way or another. Yes, sometimes by blood and family, sometimes by friendship, sometimes by work experience, but sometimes the different things that happen in our lives. And I always look for those connections. And believe it or not, I found a whole bunch with Robert. Let's start with the first ones. I had to write these words down so I wouldn't forget them. Graves registration. You know I'm director of cemeteries for the Diocese of Patterson. We get connections. But then as I was reading the rest of the beautiful obituary that appeared on the Vandermeer website, I thought I was reading about my father. Fishing, deep sea fishing, ocean fishing. Robert was Point Pleasant, my father was Long Beach Island. Same idea. And then the gardening. You know, I've talked about my father gardening all the time as a botanist and a horticulturalist. And unfortunately, my father had the same problem Robert did. Too many tomatoes. Literally every day my father went to work at General Electric in Newark, he had to bring tomatoes down to try to give them away. Too many tomatoes. Always, always. But now here's the question. Did Robert carry a pocket knife in his pocket? Always. So did my father. And he told me, you should do the same thing. Unfortunately, I don't do it. I said, when I saw these connections, I said, you know, some of them are humorous, some of them are serious, but I firmly believe in the 6 degrees of separation. The readings you chose for this morning, I love. Because during this Advent season that we're in, I reminded people, we reflect on the 3 Advents of Jesus. The first Advent, when he was born more than 2,000 years ago. The second Advent, as we're looking forward to him coming back to us as he promised. And the third Advent is how Jesus makes himself present to us here and now. And the things he does for us. And we hear some of the most beautiful readings during the Advent season, particularly from the prophet Isaiah. And I love the one you chose, where the Lord says to Jacob, I created you. I formed you. I redeemed you. I called you by name. The Lord didn't just say that to Jacob or to the house of Israel. The Lord says that to every single one of us. And the Lord said it to Robert. I created you, I formed you, I redeemed you, I called you. And in a way, that's why we're here today. Because the Lord called him, redeemed him, created him, and saved him. Isaiah speaks volumes to us during the Advent season, and I think he speaks volumes to us about Robert. I think it's something we all need to remember, that those words God says to each and every one of us. But then the Lord also said to Robert, it's time to come home. It's time to come home. And so that's why we're here. But we're here knowing that he is in the arms of the God who created him so long ago, redeemed him and formed him and loves him. Loves him continuously, as he loves each and every one of us. And eventually, we'll have our own Advent with the Lord, too. And we'll all be together again. And the 6 degrees of separation will not be there, because we will all be family. And let us stand in prayer. My sisters and brothers, Jesus Christ is risen from the dead and sits at the right hand of the Father where he intercedes for the church. Confident that God hears the voices of those who trust in the Lord Jesus, we join our prayers to his, and let our response to the intercessions be, Lord, hear our prayer.
Lord, we pray for Robert, our brother. He was given the promise of eternal life in baptism. Give him now the reward of that promise. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Lord, our brother ate the bread of eternal life around your altar. Grant to him eternal peace with you, who are our bread of life. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
The family and friends of Robert seek comfort and consolation. Heal the pain of their loss and dispel the darkness of doubt that comes from grief. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
We pray for all those who cared for Robert, his doctors, nurses, nurses' aides, and all those who made his final hours comfortable, painless, and dignified. May they be rewarded for their kindness and compassion. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For those who are sick and their caregivers, Raya and Seppo Pavola, and our dear family in England, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For our loved ones who have departed and gone on to heaven, Jane and Tony Zahl, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
We pause now and remember that special relationship we have with Robert, Bob. And we pray that God will continue to bless this special relationship, for we believe that life is changed and not ended. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer. Lord God, giver of peace and healer of souls, hear the prayers of the Redeemer, Jesus the Christ, and the voices of your people whose lives were purchased by the blood of the Lamb. Forgive the faults of all who sleep in Christ and grant them a place in the kingdom. We ask this through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
I invite you to be seated once again as we now make the preparations for the celebration of the Eucharist. And I invite Elena and Brian to bring forward the gifts of bread and wine from the table by the baptismal font.
Let's keep in mind.
pray, my brothers and sisters, that my sacrifice and yours will be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father.
May the Lord accept the sacrifice at your hands, for the praise and glory of God's name, for our good and the Holy Church.
Mercifully receive, we pray, O Lord, the offering we trustfully present for the soul of your servant Robert, that through this sacrifice, which you ordained as the one true remedy for all, you may grant him everlasting salvation through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
And let us continue to give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right and just.
It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God, through Christ our Lord. For he is the salvation of the world, the life of the human race, the resurrection of the dead. Through him, the host of angels adores your majesty and rejoices in your presence forever. May our voices, we pray, join with theirs in one chorus of exultant praise as we acclaim.
Holy, holy, holy.
You to either kneel or be seated. You are indeed holy, O Lord, and all you have created rightly gives you praise. For through your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, by the power and working of the Holy Spirit, you give life to all things and you make them holy. And you never cease to gather a people to yourself, so that from the rising of the sun to its setting, a pure sacrifice may be offered to your name. Therefore, Lord, we humbly implore you, by the same Spirit, graciously make holy these gifts that we have brought to you for consecration, that they may become the body and blood of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, at whose command we celebrate these mysteries. From the night that he was betrayed, he himself took bread, and giving you thanks, he said the blessing, broke the bread, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and giving you thanks, he said the blessing, and gave the chalice to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it. For this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith.
Save us, Savior of the world, for by your cross and resurrection you have set us free.
Therefore, Lord, as we celebrate the memorial of the saving passion of your Son, his wondrous resurrection and ascension into heaven, and as we look forward to his second coming, we offer you in thanksgiving this holy and living sacrifice. Look, we pray, upon the oblation of your church, and recognizing the sacrificial victim by whose death you will to reconcile us to yourself, grant that we who are nourished by the body and blood of your Son, and filled with his Holy Spirit, may become one body, one spirit in Christ. May he make of us an eternal offering to you, so we may obtain an inheritance with your elect, especially with the most blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, blessed Joseph, her spouse, with your blessed apostles and glorious martyrs, and with all the saints on whose constant intercession in your presence we rely for unfailing help. May this sacrifice of our reconciliation, we pray, O Lord, advance the peace and salvation of all the world. Be pleased to confirm in faith and charity your pilgrim church here on earth. With your servant, Francis, our Pope, and Kevin, our Bishop, Arthur, our retired Bishop, the order of bishops, and the entire people you have gained for your own. Listen graciously to the prayers of this family, whom you have summoned before you. In your compassion, O merciful Father, gather to yourself all your children scattered throughout the world. Remember your servant Robert, whom you have called from this world to yourself. Grant that he who was united with your Son in a death like his may also be one with him in his resurrection. When from the earth he will raise up in the flesh those who have died and transform our lowly body after the pattern of his own glorious body. To our departed brothers and sisters too, and to all who are pleasing to you at their passing from this life, give kind admittance to your kingdom. There we hope to enjoy forever the fullness of your glory, when you will wipe every tear from our eyes. For seeing you, our God, as you are, we shall be like you for all ages, and praise you without end, through Christ our Lord, to whom you bestow on the world all that is good. Through him, and with him, and in him, O God, almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. And we continue to pray as Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming again of our Savior, Jesus the Christ. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. The Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you. Look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church. And graciously grant us peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And with your spirit.
Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed. Thank you. Let us stand in prayer. As we receive the pledge of eternal life, we humbly implore you, O Lord, for the soul of your servant Robert, that freed from the bonds of mortality, he may join the company of the redeemed. Through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
My friends, trusting in God, we have prayed together for Robert. Now we come to the last farewell. There is sadness in parting. We would take comfort in the hope that one day we shall see Robert again and enjoy his friendship. Although we disperse in sorrow, the mercy of our God will gather us together again in the joys of the kingdom. Therefore, let us console one another in the faith of Jesus Christ. Father of mercies, we commend our brother Robert in the sure and certain hope that together with all who have died in Christ, he will rise with him on the last day. We give you thanks for the blessings which you bestowed upon Robert in this life. They are signs to us of your goodness and of our fellowship with the saints in Christ. Merciful Lord, turn toward us and listen to our prayers. Open the gates of paradise to your servant and help us to remain to comfort one another with the assurances of faith, until we all meet in Christ, and with you and our brother forever. We ask this through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Amen. May the blessing of our loving God come to each one of us and remain with us, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Amen.
My friends, we can now leave this place in peace.